Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game, moving along on a busy Tuesday. So much to get to. And of course, it's the behind the scenes Tuesday. And our next guest, as we go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line, has a big sports background, but he's the news anchor at NBC5. It's Brian Cowherd. How you doing, Brian?
I'm good, Arnie. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, right off the bat, how did you've been here, what, like 4 years now. How did you end up here in Burlington?
How did I? Like most TV guys and gals, I set the tape here a number of years ago, and ended up landing an interview and getting the job here. As you mentioned, I got a bit of a background in sports. I did 16 years of local sports in a handful of markets, and then my wife and I had two kids. It was time to settle down a little bit more, and made the switch to news.
Now, you made the switch to news, 16 years in local sports. How many different places have you been in before Burlington?
Yeah.
Can you find Grand Junction on the map? Grand Junction, Colorado.
Yes,
of course.
So Grand Junction to Mobile, Alabama, to Cleveland, Ohio, to Fort Myers. And I was in Fort Myers for about 6.5 years before I eventually made the switch over to news.
So why the switch? Was it because usually when people get out of sports or TV in general, it's the hours are too bad. They don't want to be covering games, but you're still on late at night. So what's the difference here between news and sports for you?
I think it's the unpredictability of the schedule, which is kind of what I'm going through right now with this pandemic. You know, when you're a sports guy, it's you get up in the morning, you go to a press conference at 11 a.m., and then you get back to the studio by 3, you're on at 5, 6, 10, and 11. And then the next thing you know, it's been another 12-hour day. And for sports guys, you're basically, your schedule is the sports calendar. Whereas in news, when you're, you know, you become a news anchor, and in my case, it's a pretty set schedule. You know, it's in by 2, 2:30. You've got the 5, the... In this case right now, the 5, the 5:30, the 6, the 10, and the 11, your schedule's more set. And I think after 16 years, my wife and I were looking for something that was more predictable than unpredictable.
So, Brian, I mean, for me, it's weird because I'm doing news in the morning. Then I go away and come back and talk sports all afternoon. So I kind of have the best, or should I say worst, of both worlds. I'm not sure which. But, I mean, how hard is it for you to come up with news that isn't just all about coronavirus and death, drugs, and destruction these days?
Rich, that's the biggest, one of the biggest challenges for us right now is that obviously the biggest story in the world right now is the global pandemic, and we need to be keeping our viewers and the public up to date on the latest information, on the latest numbers, and at the same time finding a balance of the positive stories. In my 4 years here, I haven't seen as much outreach by the viewer in giving us feedback, in giving us story ideas about positive things going on, you know, in the world. So we are trying to find the balance of the rough and tough numbers and the destruction that this pandemic is causing, and the positive stories of the local businesses and the organizations that are reaching out and helping a hand to their neighbors.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, I'm just curious, what is your favorite sport to either watch or cover? And if you worked out in Alabama, I mean, I bet you covering Alabama football had to have been a lot of fun.
Arnie, I covered, I think it was four or five Iron Bowls when I was there.
Woo.
I argue it's still the greatest rivalry in college sports.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's right up there with Duke, North Carolina basketball. And I say this because when you're in Alabama, one, there's no real professional major sports leagues. You know, it's all minor leagues and it's the colleges. And with Alabama and Auburn, the fan bases are neighbors 365 days a year. My bosses used to tell me, if you led your sportscast every night of every day of the year with some Alabama or Auburn football story, whether it's, you know, a game recap or a recruiting story, then you're good to go. And that's And now that's what I live by for the 4.5 years I was there. I had fun. I had fun covering that rivalry. I was there when Alabama actually hired Mike Price. He never coached the game, if you guys remember
that's
that.
Right. That's right.
Old coach at Washington State, our buddy Ryan Leaf played for him. So, Brian Collar.
That's right.
Brian Collar, news anchor, NBC5 with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. It's a behind-the-scenes Tuesday. And, Brian, I'm glad we're having you on because it's given me a chance to cool off from our first segment. But you mentioned covering local sports. The idea that the Lake Monsters might go away forever or lose their professional accreditation with minor league baseball, that's a story that's broken today. I'm sure we'll see it on your newscast tonight. What does that mean to a small community like this potentially?
Oh, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. My kids love to go to the games. I've worked in a bunch of cities like Mobile and here in Burlington and Grand Junction. These are all towns that rely on the hometown teams. I mean, think of all the people who work at the ballpark, who make it their part-time job, who volunteer, and think about how those organizations are ingrained in the community. It's upsetting. The whole thing of contraction. I don't quite understand where Major League Baseball's gone with this plan. I need to have a greater understanding of what's the rationale behind contracting these many franchises. And I think it's just going to be devastating for the communities who've had these organizations for decades.
And I mean, obviously it affects a lot of us, myself included. And I know with you guys and with the other TV stations, that is kind of the local sports news every night. I see you guys out there lugging your cameras around Centennial Field every night. So this is certainly going to hit you guys in the gut if it in fact happens.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I remember, when I was a sports guy in Mobile, there was a slow period of the calendar, and it usually was July and August, and you relied on your minor league baseball team and going out there to the ballpark every night and finding stories, and that was your focus for those 2 months as you waited for football season to come along. Yeah, I don't know how these guys are going to handle it, but I know it's going to be disappointing for us. I know, a lot of our news people, and me included, I took my family to game every summer. We're going to miss out on going to Lake Monsters games if this actually goes through.
Brian, you guys must be doing less sports now, huh? Or maybe no sports at all. Sometimes you just have to cut it out with no games going on, you know?
You know, we've got a new addition to our sports team. Marshall Kramsky joined our staff in the last couple of months, and he replaced Jack Cordy, and he's done a real nice job of reaching out to the community and our region and looking for positive sports stories. You know, what are the teams and the athletes and the coaches doing with their games and their practices and their leagues not being able to play? And he's made this a regular segment, and he's done a really nice job with it. It's a challenge right now for local television sportscasters across the country of how to serve a purpose in the newscast. And I think at NBC5, we're doing a really nice job with it right now.
Brian, the one thing I've noticed about the coronavirus and how it's impacted you guys is that you haven't had a partner in the studio with you for like a month now, so you and Steph Gorin usually do the show together. How does it change doing it by yourself versus with a partner?
It's a big challenge because you're reading every script. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and we're having to do double the work. And so that means, you know, getting into the newscast and looking at a script and making your tweaks, rewriting it, editing it. And then having to go out and present every story out there. And not only that, you know, with the situation we're in right now at 5:30, that's Stuart Ledbetter's show. That's Stu's baby. And right now, he can't even do that show because of the social distancing practices that we implemented very early on in this process. So it is a challenge, but we get through it, an all hands on deck approach to getting the newscasts on the air these days.
Well, Brian, the segment wouldn't go through without at least bringing Tom Messner up once, and I say this with love and respect. I've known him in the radio business for many, many years, and he used to—I think that's how he got his start.
Yep.
But I literally couldn't go anywhere with him without shrieking women coming up to him and wanting to talk to him. We'd be sitting there having a burger or something, and all of a sudden these people would just come up and mob him. Is that still a problem?
You know, it's it is. It took me a couple of days, but I just got to see part one of The Last Dance. I just watched it with my six-year-old, who is mesmerized by Michael Jordan. And why, I don't know. I think he watched Space Jam a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Now he's all about Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, and that's tough for a New York Knicks fan to live with. But walking around now with Tom Messner, walking around town, Michael Jordan, or with Elvis for that matter. It's like people gravitate toward him, and there is something about Tom Messner and the charisma that he carries with him. That he is. I like to tell people, Tom Messner is exactly like he is on TV, like he is in person, and that's what makes him so genuine and so beloved.
Well, Brian, we appreciate you coming on. Look, Brady and Rich, I know they have a face for radio, but you and I, we're more than eye candy. So whenever you want me on, just let me know, Brian. You know, we'll get those ratings shooting on up with me there.
I'll get your number for Brady, and we'll see if we can make it happen.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
My people will get a hold of your people. Brian, we really appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.